Thank you for holding. Is this Johan?
Yeah.
Hi, Johan. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Well, I guess not really, because I've been getting a lot of these calls from people that work with Google.
Uh-huh.
And,
Johan?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the price was going to be.
Yeah, I'll definitely be able to dive into the pricing. There's a few different Google partners out there, so we're all actively looking to fill it. Can I ask you, you know, what's prevented you from moving forward to this point?
We're just cutting out a little bit. Sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, no, I was saying, what's prevented you from moving forward to this point?
Well, like I said, mainly price.
Oh, okay.
We did work with one company, which I don't know much about those companies, since we just started this business half a year ago or a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was telling me that was turned out to be a third party company.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing $300 a month in advertising with them. But we never got any leads from them or anything. Like, it wasn't really working, so we just cut that off. So we also haven't had very good experience in that area.
Hmm. You're talking about the Home Advisor by Angie's List program?
No, this was before that. This was the Town Square Interactive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who that is. They do SEO services. They're not a premier Google partner. It's a little different what they do. It's tough with those kind of services because they're never going to be able to outrank what Home Advisor by Angie's List already has. You know, they're in the top recommended organic section already.
Mm-hmm. We just switched to Angie Ads now, probably like 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And we already got at least 15 contacts.
Right.
And we have some services scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Through people that use Angie, so
yeah,
we definitely already have it's much better than
Town Square.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say too. I'm like, Home Advisor and Angie would be better for you than going with Town Square. But what would be better than Home Advisor and Angie would be a Google Places placement where we're talking about listing you now. These guys actually show up above Home Advisor and Angie's List on the first page of Google. The companies that are there now are like Van Cleve Construction, Remodeling and Design, Scott Gann Construction, and K&M Concrete Construction. So if we list you here, the customers have the ability to call you directly off the first page as a live call. You're the top recommended option. About 90% of searches start and stop right here, and you don't get charged per lead or click or call. You know, it's just one flat monthly rate, so you know exactly what you're spending. The reason I say it's better than Home Advisor by Angie is obviously you're getting more exposure by being a top recommended option on the first page, but you don't have that pay-per-lead scenario. A lot of times with Home Advisor and Angie's, if you don't get the job, you still pay the lead fee. You know, so there's a lot of times where...
One thing that I figured out was that's the same thing with Angie, but they have, I guess, two different ways of advertising.
Mm-hmm.
One is Angie Ads, the other one is Angie Leads. We're on the Angie Ads side.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't we actually pay for a flat rate. And then they just... So it would be kind of the same except for...
Well, no, you're limited, right? So, like, let's say you have, like, a prepaid... Yeah, let's say you have, like, a prepaid budget for Angie's of, like, $500 for the month. They're still going to dock you, like, $40 to $50 per lead. So you're only going to get like 8 to 10 leads out of that $500 budget with them. You're limited.
Actually, it has been higher.
Mm-hmm.
It is $400 a month right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gotten at least 15 contacts
That's solid. That's solid. But again, there's a reason that Angie's is on Google and Google isn't on Angie's. You know, people are searching primarily on Google, and Angie's just making themselves an option, and then they're reselling the leads. And obviously, what they're reselling the leads for is a lot more than what it's costing them to be on Google directly. So the point I'm trying to make here is you have the opportunity to list yourself on Google directly, where you don't have the middleman sending you the lead. You have the live customer calling you directly as a live call, you know, in real time. The conversion rate's a lot better, you know. It's not saturated. They're not going through a bunch of different quotes and, you know, other people who are competing with you because they're paying for that service too, right? So I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. We'd be able to save you money and actually generate more traffic, probably a higher return on investment, because based on what you told me, if you're spending $400 a month on Angie's, we'd actually save you $101 because the service would be $299 exactly. It comes out to about $10 a day. And the great thing about having these first page placements is that we, as a Google partner, will build your .com website for you. So we have graphic designers in-house. We'll fully customize your site so you're getting a .com out of it. And we're also going to list you on 60 popular directories that have pre-existing relationships with Google that you can get business from too. Things like Yelp and Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We also do social media marketing in the form of Facebook ads too. Okay. So, you know, you're going to have multiple different ways of generating clients. We kind of act as like the one-stop shop. Once you have first page placement, we want to cover all your bases marketing-wise. That way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. Okay, it's just one flat monthly rate of $299, and we're maintaining it for you. So that is a discounted pricing structure. It's called the Platinum Package. On our website, it's advertised at $499 per month. So if I could approve the $299 pricing structure and do it on a month-to-month basis, so you don't have to commit to anything long-term. I mean, I'm sure this is something you'd consider giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, so... another question. So, if you said this was a number one spot on Google.
Well, it's a Google Places placement, sir. So there's three guys that show up next to a map when you do a search for an excavating contractor in St. Joseph and surrounding areas. You'd be one of those guys. Yep. But how you're listed one, two, or three is actually going to be based on the location of the end user.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a top three.
You'll be right next to the map there as a top recommended option on the first page of the search results.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know who called me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to get back to them, but I did forget.
Mm-hmm.
They offered, you know, I've been listening the whole time, and I think they offered me the exact same. It might have been even your company. I don't even know.
Let me check the call record.
But it was the same price and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was telling me at the end that he could do it for $150 since I was that would only be for the first 3 months if I liked it, just for me to kind of try if it worked.
Hmm. It doesn't sound like a Google partner. The Google partners have base pricing where, like, if you go onto our pricing page, the lowest price point that you'd see there is $299. That's what it costs to do the Google verification and the advanced verification. There's a regular Google verification that you could do. You know, you could do that on your own just to make it so that your business shows up on the first page. And then he's probably offering SEO services. If that's the case,
so it was also a Google partner like you, because they were telling me the same thing that you were. You know, when I was telling them that with the experience with Townsquare, mm-hmm. they were like, "Yeah, they are not a Google partner. They are just a third party stuff." So,
yeah, Yeah. Usually things like Town Square, they would offer that kind of pricing structure. I mean, I'm just telling you what I know. I've been here for 10 years. You know, the Google partners are all intertwined. Like, I'm calling you out of Orange County, California. If you look up Local Splash, you can see Google right behind us. Like, we're all intertwined. We're all pretty aware of each other. I know who these other guys are working with that are up there now, like Van Cleve. You know, they're working with Premier Google Partners. So I can't really speak on it. It doesn't look like it was us that contacted you based on our call records and what you're telling me from a pricing perspective. You know, the only other thing that I could do to get it lower would be to cut out your Facebook ads and do it at $199 on a month-to-month basis. And that would just be focusing on the directory submission, your website, and that Google Places placement. That would be the only way I'd be able to get the pricing structure any lower. I'd actually be cutting out a service that generates return.
I did get that guy's number to call him back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That probably doesn't help you anything. But mainly the reason he did that was because I was telling him that I just can't spend that much money right now because I don't have that much.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was telling me that, well, you know, I would consider doing it for 3 months. But then it would go up to the original rate if it did. Because he was telling me it could take up to 3 months for us to go into the top place.
Yeah. See, that's definitely SEO. That would be similar to what you were doing with Town Square. You know, with the Google Places placement and an advanced verification, it doesn't take that long. The longest I've seen it take or had Google tell us to quote would be like in New York City where it's like super populous dense, you know, and we quote people 30 to 45 days before they'll see themselves up there. So, you know, at 150, if you're going to wait 3 months, that means you're really going to spend 450 before you're in position to see anything. And that's not good. I mean, you're right at the peak time of the year right now. So 3-4 months from now, all of a sudden it starts getting cold again. The job opportunities die down. It'd be kind of pointless to do that. You get $450 into it, and by the time you actually are able to generate return. I mean, it's not bad. The excavating contractors, I mean, you guys do really well with this. I mean, one conversion, you know, the right kind of job is going to offset it for the whole year, but, you know, 90% of searches are starting and stopping in this top recommended section. Having an organic placement isn't going to outperform what you're currently already doing with Home Advisor by Angie, you know? So from a business standpoint, if you're doing 400 a month there and then you're talking 150 on those guys, that's 550 that you'd be investing, and it's not even going to perform to the level of what you'd get with just 299 and what I quoted you, you know, getting your website built and everything too. It's a custom website design, you know, so that website alone is going to cost, you know, or is worth about 4 to 5 months of our services based on the quote that I just gave you. You know, I mean, obviously that's us throwing that in there is a testament that we feel that you're going to use it as a long-term solution. I mean, we looked at what you were using before we put you on the qualified candidates list, and it wouldn't make sense for us to call you up with something that wasn't better than what you were already doing. You know, it'd be wasting our time and your time. So, you know, I know at $299, you know, if we include it with the Facebook ads and you run this side by side, compare it to Angie's List or Town Square or anything you've used to this point, it'd be a no-brainer for you as a long-term marketing solution. You know, like I said, 90% of searches are starting and stopping right here on the first page, and we're not third-partying or middle-manning the situation. We let them call you live right off the first page of Google, so... You know, you're talking about getting calls from real human beings in real time. When they pull their phone out, type in excavation contractor, you're there, they click your name, they call you directly.
Okay. So if I did this today, when could I get start expecting calls to come in?
Yeah. So, I mean, we say 30 to 45 days is a blanket statement. Everybody I sign up gets up there quicker. There is some things that we need from you, from a cooperation standpoint, just to make sure that it's all getting up and running, you know. Usually everything on our end is done, you know, in 5 to 7 days, but then from the business owner's perspective, you know, we need photos from you as part of your advanced verification. We also need a Google PIN verification number that comes in the mail. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. So we need the number off the back of that card. We need photos. So the advanced verification photos. Here, I got the list right here for your... Give me 1 second here. Pictures needed for verification. So they'll ask for like photos of tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You don't have to display the license plate number. You can hide it and just want to have state in there and vehicle make and model. Business license and insurance if it's required by your state. Business card, business registration, an invoice, and a work photo of the workplace. Now, these are not things that get displayed to the general public. It's just more so for our record, and then they'll give you this little badge on your Google business profile, and they'll have it on your website showing that you've been Google Advanced verified. It just gives them peace of mind and, you know, makes them a little more comfortable when considering hiring you for a job. They know you're legit and safe to have around the family. So, and that's it. So, I mean, I have guys who get all that information in like a day or two. And then I got other guys where it takes them a while. So we like to under-promise and over-deliver. So I know 30 to 45 days would be a worst-case scenario. I've had guys where, you know, it does take that long, and we've even, you know, pushed out their bill in an extra 2 weeks to make sure they're not getting billed without being able to see some kind of return on investment from it. So.
Okay. So you were talking invoices.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't sent any invoices. We're not set up with like cards and stuff. So far, mm-hmm. We have just like done checks, and you know, we just have an email mm-hmm. or text trail of our prices that are our quotes estimates.
Of the invoice.
Yeah, like we don't.
You're saying like, you don't have an invoice.
Yeah.
An invoice would just be also like a receipt. It doesn't have to be an actual invoice. It could be like a receipt of business that you've conducted in the past, things like that. But it doesn't prevent you from getting the full Google Advanced verification if you're missing the invoice or like the photo of workplace. I've had guys not send in either of those because like they work from home, so it would just be like a picture of their doorstep, or they do all their transactions through like PayPal or Cash App or Venmo, you know, and so they don't have like invoices that they invoice and bill, and that's fine. The main things, and that's why those are the last two on the list. The main things I think are going to be the business license and insurance if it's required by your state. They do like having the vehicle photo there. Like I said, you don't have to have the license plate in there if you're not comfortable with that, but have the state and the make and model of the vehicle. And then, of course, like a business card, if there's like a logo or business registration paperwork, those are things that they're definitely going to want. Even I have some people who are like, I don't want to send in the tools and equipment. I don't want them knowing about, you know, this that I have and that I have, and they still end up getting advanced verified. So the advanced verification doesn't prevent us from listing you, Johan. What's going to get you listed is the Google PIN verification that we send you in the mail. But the advanced verification is going to dictate whether you have that little check mark and shield that says, you're advanced verified, right? And it lets the customers know you don't have to look any further. We've done our research. This guy's legitimate. You can call him and have peace of mind that it's going to get done.
Okay. Yeah, because we don't yet have an LLC,
mm-hmm.
but that is something that we want to do once we make a little bit more money.
Yeah.
It costs money to settle that up.
Yeah.
So we are not registered in the state or anything. Because I guess we're just not big enough yet.
Yeah, but you'll get there. It's just growing pains, you know?
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah.
I've had guys, they get their LLC pretty quickly, though. I don't think that process is very hard. I've had guys where they, you know, I sign them up, and then they call me back a week later, and they already have their LLC.
Okay. So would you require me to get an LLC before you can list me?
No.
Bully?
No. No, we have guys that are DBA, you know. There's a lot of guys that are LLC and don't even have it displayed. You know, it's not required that you be a limited liability company. I think it's a good thing to have, because then, you know, you're working with large equipment and people's property, and, you know, you run the risk of things getting damaged, and, you know, if they go after you, then that could be tough, you know. So it's a good thing to have, but it's not a requirement in order for us to post you. Obviously, you're doing things at your own risk at that point, you know, but
yeah,
that's fine. I've had guys that are unlicensed in certain industries because their state doesn't require it, you know, and so they do the advertising and go out and do it, you know. So it's more just what's required by state. Your state's not going to require that you have an LLC in order to do the work. It's just they recommend it. It's a good thing to have.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, yeah, I think it'd probably be good to try it for a month or two, and hopefully it works.
Yeah. No, you're going to love it. It's definitely going to work. The good thing for you is that, you know, we have this opening at peak time of the year, you know, the next 2.5 months or 3 months are the most profitable months of the year, so it'll give you a good gauge on what to expect moving forward as a long-term solution, so... I'm going to create your Google business profile, and we'll submit it, and they'll send out that verification. What's the street address that I could send your PIN verification letter to?
It's 4215B, Southeast State Road C, Maysville, Missouri.
You said State Road C, as in cat?
Yeah, State Route.
Oh, state route. Okay. That's why it's not popping up. I got Memphis. Jefferson City, Russellville, Newburgh, Neosho. It's 64501 in St. Joseph?
No, it's 64469. See, that's where I live. So,
in Maysville. Gotcha. So I can hide your street address, so it just has city, state, and zip on the listing, and then I could deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. This address is strictly for us to send your verification letter. It's not something that we have to have displayed, or that you're required to display.
Yeah, I would like that, yeah.
How do I spell your first name, Johan?
It's J-O-H-A-N.
J-O-H-A-N. And your last name?
Neufeld. It's N-E-U-F-E-L-D.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of Midwest Dirt Works and Excavation?
No, I have a business partner.
Okay. Let me go ahead and list him as well in case we get an inbound call one day. What's his first and last name?
It's Willie Groening.
Willie?
His name is spelled... Yeah, W-I-L-L-Y.
Okay. And last name?
And then it's G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.
Okay. And then phone number, just in case he calls in. We're not going to reach out to him or have this listed anywhere.
Let me look some more up. It's
816-209.
209-2426.
Okay. And I'll add him as co-owner. That way he has access to it if he ever calls in or wants to make a change to the business profile. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure? I'll also send an invoice receipt so that way you can write it off later with your CPA.
Okay. Yeah, it's WJ Dirt Works. @gmail.com.
Oh, forgive me if you hear a landscaper in the background. I got the window slightly cracked, and it looks like our landscaper's outside. Okay. All right. Let me go. CT.
We
All
are
right.
actually listed on Google. We
business.
Have our business on Google Maps, yeah, but...
Yeah, you have a Google business profile, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
But the reason we do this is because, like, the information, they want the information to match up across the board when the AI is reading it. And, like, right now on there, you have a site, MidwestCertWorksMO.com, and then you also have a different phone number, 816-209-2426.
Okay, yeah, that would be Willie's, yeah.
Okay, so the information on there isn't actually up to date. I mean, the way I had it set is I was going to have this 432-270-1248 as the primary line of contact for the business.
Yeah, we can change that later if we wanted to, right?
Yeah, you can swap it out at any time.
I'm originally from Texas, so that number's from Texas, so yeah.
Right. Okay, I mean, we could still have it set as Willie's if you'd like that to be the business line.
No, that's fine. We'll have this for now.
Okay. And then there was a site on here, but I had us set to build a custom website design for the company.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that website is with Townsquare, and obviously when we canceled with them, they were going to take that down. I haven't even checked if it's down already, but...
Yeah, it's still up currently, but depending on when you canceled with them, it might take a little bit before the hosting wears out. You know, usually there's like a hosting that covers you for until the end of the month, so it might go down here in like 2 days. Do you guys own the domain name MidwestDirtWorksMO.com, or?
Well, I don't know how it works exactly. I did ask them if we could use that, and they said yes.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times that's what it is, or they'll have like a buyout option on it, you know, like $100-$200, and you could own it. What I'll do is I'll make you guys eligible for a new domain, assuming like worst case scenario that you don't own it already, or if they try to hold it hostage from you. I want to make sure we can get a new one. But, I also would like to get that old one in case there's, like, a decal on a truck or, like, old business cards that you guys have had that on already. That would keep that valid for those customers if they, you know, pull it out of their wallet and went and looked you up. So,
yeah, and we did get a business logo. We have a business logo that we have created.
Okay. Yeah, no, I love your logo, actually. I've seen it here. I like it a lot.
The one with the machine on it.
Yep. Yeah, with the big machine. Yeah. It says Dirt Work and Excavation big. It's like a badge, Midwest at the very top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the logo a lot. It's got a lot of character to it. Yeah, but it's not on your website anywhere, so the website doesn't look, you know, like they go together really. The website's just kind of thrown together.
Yeah,
this custom website design will be a lot better for you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now in case you need help with anything moving forward. And then I'm also going to send you an email address. If you could send in a copy of that logo, we'll use it for the custom website design and get that going.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, make it look a lot better.
Sounds good.
Okay, there's the number, and then here's the email address.
You going to text it to me?
Yeah, I just texted both of them over to you. You should have them there.
Maybe and I have bad service, but I haven't...
Oh, you haven't gotten it yet?
No.
Okay. Let's give it a second here.
432-270-1248. That's the one you
have,
right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, let me check on our end, make sure there's no hiccups in it. It doesn't say sent successfully yet on our end, but it does say sent. Usually you get a little green icon that lets us know that you've gotten it.
Yeah.
Let me try to manually send these one more time and see what happens here. While we're waiting for these to come through, do you have a preference on how you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Same as on our profile right now, it's Monday through Friday from
till 6
a.m.
to 6 p.m. Okay, I gotcha.
And
actually, and it has Saturday 9 to 4.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay, and Sunday closed?
Yep.
All right. You still didn't get any text message?
No, I have not yet.
It's weird, because they aren't saying successfully either. Do you use, like, T-Mobile or Sprint?
No, I have AT&T.
I think AT&T lets you still receive messages while you're on a call. Do you usually get text messages while you're talking on the phone? Some of the service providers.
They just arrived.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And then let me send the other one here.
Yeah, I get text messages all the time during call
Okay. Well, I see one came through, the first one with my number, but it's still not saying on my end that the email address came through or the second time I sent my number went through. So it looks like they'll come. There's just a bit of a delay and when you'll receive them.
Okay,
now the email came through. Yeah. Okay.
Photos at localsplash.com?
Yeah. Yeah, I sent them both twice, actually, so you're going to get those again here, but it looks like there's like a 60-second delay in our text messaging.
Okay. And that email is the email for to reach out to you?
Well, that's for you to send in, like, your logo and any photos for the custom website design that we're doing for you. You could always call me directly. You could even text me at that line. That's the same as our customer service line, too. So even if it's, like, after hours or on the weekend, we have 24/7 customer service, so you can get response back from them immediately in real time. Okay.
We have a Google Drive photos folder with a bunch of our photos in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could I just send you a link so you can access to all of them, or?
Well, I mean, you don't want to do that. I mean, you kind of want to hand select some of them because there's a gallery and, like, a portfolio that we create of work for you, so that way customers can use it as a reference point. I mean, we say send in as many as you can, but I feel like they're not really cherry-picking them, you know, and there might be some of them in there or, like, duplicates in there that you actually don't want posted. So it's a lot better if you send them in because then we know that you've looked at it and you're, like, okay with us using it. Also, we like having a paper trail of you sending it to us specifically, so that way we're not breaking any copyright laws.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So update. All right. I got your hours set. Now there will be a client interview. So a client interview is where we do a lot of the customization of your campaign. I'm sure it'll be kind of similar to what you've done with the SEO company in the past, where they're going to go over all the keywords or services that you want to be listed for. They'll go over the service area. We can kind of cookie cutter or geo-target the service area. And then, of course, the website. You know, we want to get a general idea on what your vision is for the company's .com. So usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete a client interview, but we ask for an hour window. Is there a time today where I could circle back with you and get that knocked out?
Yeah. I'm probably driving today somewhat, so yeah, anytime just call, and then hopefully if I'm not available at the time, I will be then in a little bit, so.
Okay. I mean, if you really have time to, like, get it done soon, I mean, the soonest I can have them circle back with you would be, like, 1 to 2 o'clock central?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll text you at 12. I'll text you at noon, an hour before. And if anything pops up or changes in your schedule or you need to reschedule it, like you're saying, just respond to that text and let me know, and then I'll contact you and we'll find a better time.
All right.
Okay. But I like the idea of getting everything going as quickly as possible, especially if you're saying, hey, you know, I want to give it a shot for a month or two. And that means we got a little bit of time to show you some return on investment. But like I said, the thing that's working in our favor is it's the peak time of the year, so I'm confident that if we can get in here and get everything going, you'll get a consistent flow. All right. See you. Boom. All right. So I sent a calendar invitation to you. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that?
It'll probably just a card.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's going to be MasterCard.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
The card has my name, yes.
Okay, any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, it's an S.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 5156.
5156.
7688.
7688.
3237.
3237.
5417.
5417. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0427.
04 of 27. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
583.
583, okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with, feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. Or I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction. Okay. So you are on a recorded line. All calls are recorded for quality assurance. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Midwest Dirtworks and Excavation.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Johan Newfield, business owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Johan, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So I know what you're currently doing. If you're doing Townsquare, once you add us as manager, it'll actually kick them out of your Google business profile. Then it'll be completely like redundant to have them. So you might as well, part ways with them if you haven't already. I know what's going on, like Angie's List, Home Advisor, that stuff's fine. But after today, if you're going to add anything that's going to be like, touching your website or, touching your Google business profile, messing with the Facebook business page that we're hosting for you, things like that, let me know. Well, obviously, I want to make sure that you're not paying for anything that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings, but I don't want them to, you know, cause a discrepancy that's got us scrambling around like a chicken with our head cut off trying to figure out what's going wrong.
All right.
And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 28th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have included a custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Now, even though this is a month-to-month service, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months. When the first month of service is completed, the monthly subscription is set up to automatically renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299. So you're going to keep that pricing structure indefinitely. It's not going to go back up ever. Okay. And then it says here in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time because you're not binded to a contract. There's no cancellation fee, penalty, anything like that. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due, though, if you are going to discontinue. That way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text. Okay, so the billing address that we have on file doesn't match the billing address of this card.
Should be.
Yeah, it came back as ABS mismatch. So AVS mismatch, here, let me read the exact decline. The transaction has been declined due to AVS mismatch. The address provided does not match billing address of cardholder.
Okay, so what is the address then?
I don't know. Did you have a different address? So you said you're originally from Texas, right?
Yes, but I did change. I did change my the billing address on the card. That should have been done. Sometimes what I have problems with is 4215 B. The B part sometimes it doesn't pick it up online. So like
I noticed that actually. It picked it up when I sent your PIN verification, but when I went to billing, it just changed it to 4215 Southeast State Route C. Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
B.
Let me put the B in there and see if that actually that might be it. That's weird. I didn't even notice that until you said it. It just kind of automatically removed it.
Yeah, like that's what I have problems before. Like the 4215, that's my landlady's address. So B is just I'm right beside her, but it's on the same property. So
That was it. It cleared. I just added the B in there and reprocessed, and the payment cleared. This is very, very odd. But yeah, I mean, it's that delicate. It's a VeriSign secure database. So if anything doesn't match up, then they, you know, I mean, even if I didn't put the middle initial in your name, it would have declined it. It's pretty sensitive.
Yeah, I did get, it was charged twice, but obviously it's going to go back.
Yeah, the first one, we'll just say pending, it'll fall off. It won't actually go through. The second one actually went through.
Okay.
And then you should have a receipt there. It's going to get texted over to you. Actually, it's an automation, and it'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. So it's going to have everything outlined, like all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy. You do have to sign on the bottom of it, okay, just to authorize it was you, not somebody using your card or pretending to be you. And then there's a hard copy of this in your email with the invoice. They're also going to send you another message for the advanced verification photos that we discussed. So like I said, try to fill it out as much as possible, gather as much of that information as possible. Always want to go for advanced verification. That's something that your company will keep even if you leave our services later. The Google Business Profile will still come up as advanced verified. So that's a good tool just for credibility reasons moving forward with the company. I'm going to actually force over an email to you, so that way you have it in email and text form. Okay. And then your primary or your preferred method of contact is usually a phone call, text message, or email from us to you?
Phone call or text message.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Okay, phone call and text. Okay, and then also I want to add a security question to the profile. Since you have been contacted by SEO companies before, obviously and moving forward, you can only have one person managing your Google Business Profile. So if you do receive other offers while using our service, you want to politely decline and let them know you're already working with Local Splash. You shouldn't. Once they already have you on the first page, they shouldn't call you to try to offer you first page placement. But in the beginning, while we're getting everything set up, it may happen. I also want to add the security question, though. That way, if you're contacted by one of my reps and you want to verify identity, or vice versa, if you're contacted by another SEO claiming to be a premier Google partner, Local Splash, you can verify with the security question. Also, if somebody calls in claiming to be from your business or like your partner, for example, we're going to want them to verify the security question before we make any changes. So you have three options for this security question. You have your mother's maiden name, you have the city you were born in, or you can use your first pet's name.
I'll do the first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Johan?
Lobel.
Lobel. L-O-B-E-L?
L-O-B-O. Just simple.
Oh, Lobo, like Lobos. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I got you. Lobo. Okay, L-O-B-O.
I was finding something here online mm-hmm. local splash, this username password.
Oh, yeah. So the username and password, it's part of your account dashboard and tracking system. At the end of your client interview this afternoon, they're going to send you an email, like a separate one, and it'll have your temporary login information. So you could change it to whatever you like once you log into it the first time. And then it's also going to have a YouTube video that'll show you how to navigate it and a link to the downloadable app if you want to have it on your phone. That's going to be a real useful tool. Like if you guys are missing calls and stuff, it'll actually pipeline the calls. Like we can verify that it's somebody that called off the Google Business listing. So you can go in there, you know, see what they were looking for initially. You get their number. You can call them back. You can request reviews from the clients. Like when you guys are leaving a job, you get in your truck, plug their number into the app, and it'll send them a live link to your Google Business profile. You can monitor billing, make requests for changes on your site or anything that we're currently overseeing. So that'll be kind of like your little hub there to kind of monitor all the online listings that we're hosting for you and your return on investment from them.
Okay, sounds good. So right. When I did, it said here, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So I did that, and then it had me sign. And then it should still be signed, even though I wasn't able to.
I got it back here. It says terms and conditions have been signed by business owner.
Okay.
No, you're good. So the only things I want you to focus on right now are being available for this client interview here between 1 and 2 o'clock. Like I said, we'll send you a message 1 hour prior just to confirm it's still a good time for you. We could always modify it, but try to be available for that. Usually only 30 to 40 minutes, all general knowledge information. If I'm available, I'll call you first, and then I'll introduce you to the client interview technician. If I'm actively on the line, then they'll just call you themselves, say, hey, we're calling with Local Splash, part of your client interview. They're going to contact you on this phone number. The PIN verification letter takes about 5 to 7 days to receive, so about this time next week you should have it. 4th of July might slow it down a little bit, so it might be Thursday or Friday next week rather than, you know, Wednesday or Tuesday, Wednesday. But do need the 5-digit number on the back of that when it comes in, as well as any photos that you could send in going towards your advanced verification. Okay. That's all you focus on. Now, if you ever feel like you're missing something or you need help, you have my direct number, and there's 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to let us know. You know, it's really important to us that we get everything up and running and we show you return on investment because, you know, we're not going to get paid if you don't get paid. It's a month-to-month charge. So it's equally important to us that it's working. So don't hesitate to ask if there's anything we could do to assist you.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your day, and then we'll circle back for you for that client interview here at 1 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Johan. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.